God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. My first car was a 1993 Ford Escort GT, and I've often joked that it was going to be a Corvette when it grew up. That was my first car, and sometimes I find myself being a little sentimental about that first car. I don't know if you feel that way. Maybe you kind of wish you still had your 57 Chevy or your 67 Mustang or whatever. But it's probably as likely, in fact, maybe a little more likely, that there have been cars that you have sold that you are glad to be rid of. You are glad to transfer the ownership. It was liberating to be done with the car. Well, you know, prayer is a transfer. It's a transfer of ownership. The king of Assyria was a world empire. He was a menace to everything and everyone in his wake. And he sent a menacing letter to Hezekiah, the king of God's people. The Bible says, and Hezekiah received the letter at the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed. Now, I love that. Hezekiah got this letter. It was a letter of threat. It was a letter of intent. It was a letter of mockery and blasphemy. And what did Hezekiah do? He spread it before the Lord. And what follows is his prayer. He says, God, thou art the God, even thou alone. He mentions the gods of the countries whom Assyria had already conquered. For they were no gods, Hezekiah says, but the work of men's hands. And he says that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. You are the only God. And what he does is he transfers ownership. Now, to transfer ownership, you have to recognize that God is in charge, that God is the master, and that you and I are servants. But he prays. And God, when he hears this prayer, he says, whom hast thou reproached? Speaking of the king of Assyria, even the against the Holy One of Israel. Thou hast reproached the Lord, he later says. They rage against me, God says. So the bottom line is God owned this and God took care of this. You know, every day you're taking on things, questions, problems, concerns, worries, and you've got a choice. You can either take on everything every day and explode eventually, or you can give whatever you receive to God. And that's a good way to keep a balance in life, is give everything you receive. Now, that means both the good and the bad. If you receive a gift of God, if you receive a talent of God, you give it to God. If you receive a burden, if you receive a problem, if you receive a worry, you give it to God. But in each case, a light heart and a buoyant life are the result of giving the ownership to God. What is prayer? Prayer is a transfer of ownership. Today, the moment you got up, you started taking on new baggage, new weight, a question from a child, or an obligation from a boss, or something else. Look, give whatever you receive. Whatever is given to you, give it back to God. Prayer is a transfer of ownership. He is the Lord. You are His servant. And when you live your life that way, you can live a life of peace, knowing that God can take care of what belongs to Him.